Once again, it's very good to be with you this morning. Let's give our heart's quiet reading to this reading of sacred scripture found in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, verses 21 through 25. And this is the word of the Lord. And he said to them, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under a basket or under a bed and not on a stand? For nothing is hidden except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret except to come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." And he said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and still more will be added to you. For to the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." This is the word of God. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you for the scriptures. As we open these pages together, we ask you once again to open the eyes of our hearts to know the hope to which we've been called. What are the riches of your glorious inheritance in the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of your power toward us who believe? Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Jesus speaks the truth. And sometimes he speaks the truth through parables. We've discussed this a little bit when we speak of parables. They are a way of teaching with metaphors and similes and similitudes, and you don't need to know one from the other. But it's usually a story. But sometimes it's just a phrase, remember, such as the blind leading the blind, you whitewashed wall, you brood of vipers, those kinds of things are parabolic statements. And here we have a kind of a pair of parables, but it really they are joined together to serve one purpose, the lamp on the stand and measurements. And the reason we can look at them as the same purpose and the same parable is that a basket or a bushel is a measure. And it seems to me that this is what Jesus has in mind when he speaks in these terms. You know, when people lose things, and I don't think I know anybody who's never lost something, but most of the time when people lose things, they go back and they find where they placed it or misplace it. Very often for me, though, when I'm looking for something, I find out that it's been in my hand the whole time. Whether it's the keys or the iPhone or, in one very sad case, a baby. My family, we were on a sailboat, our grandmother's handmade sailboat, and I was so nervous about the children that I cried out to Barb, "Barb, where's the baby?" And of course, there he was with the life vest and everything sitting in my lap, and she's looking at me with that "you've got to be kidding me" look, which has become so familiar over the years. And what we're going to find out is that this is one of those stories where the truth, where what the disciples are hearing is right in front of them. We use the word lamp or light or shine. They're virtually the same. All Gospels, all four of the Gospels speak a good deal about the light. You remember phrases like "city on a hill" and "you are the light of the world" and "let your light so shine." And here we have a parable of a lamp under a basket. And you'll notice that I titled it slightly different, but a literal a more literal reading, and I try not to do this too often, but a slightly more accurate reading would be something like this: does the lamp come for the purpose of being put under a basket or under a bed? The implication being, doesn't it come rather to be put on a stand or a pedestal or some such thing? And the point of showing you a more literal rendering is to show you that that the lamp is not something that's brought, but it's something that comes. And if it's something that comes, and in the context of the rest of the scripture, Jesus himself, in my judgment, to my way of thinking, and I think it should be yours, that Jesus himself is the lamp of God. He says, I am the light of the world. He also says, you are the light of the world. Jesus is described, and we've read a lot of scriptures. I know we read a lot of little ones. Sorry about that, Zach. We had a, but they're all references to the light of the Lord. And so we read from Psalm 119, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. John says in his gospel, Jesus is the light and life of men. And the word that is used for light is the word that we use for words like phosphorescent. And I was reminded of a story about astronaut Jim Lovell when he was a pilot during the Vietnam War. He was doing night missions. And as he was flying, the power went out on the ship. All the light on the aircraft carrier had gone out. There was no moon. And he was flying his fighter jet in the pitch black. And he wondered briefly what he would do when he looked down at the sea and he saw that these little plankton or krill, and there's going to be a scientist somewhere here who's going to tell me the difference, but this is the kind of creature that glows like a lightning bug. And there was a strip of light in the darkness that he used to land safely back at his ship. And in the case of this teaching in Mark 4, Jesus is making it clear what he does not mean in the previous section. The mystery that is Christ is not meant to remain hidden. It is a mystery that is not meant to remain undisclosed. The very idea of the biblical notion of mystery, and you can read in the writings of the Apostle Paul especially, it is that which was hidden but now revealed. That which was hidden but now disclosed. Look at verse 22. Jesus said, for nothing is hidden except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret except to come to light. He's sort of balancing out what he said in the previous passage about seeing but not perceiving, hearing but not listening, and so forth. And many people who do not see, many people who are yet strangers to the faith, will say often something like this about Jesus, and it's very sad. It's so common, though. They say something like this: the best that we can say about this obscure man, Jesus, who lived in an obscure time and place, is that he was an itinerant preacher, a teacher, a sage, or a wise man of some sort. But Jesus doesn't leave us those options. There is nothing hidden or obscure about the exclusive claims of Jesus Christ. He claimed to be and is the light, the divine Son, the God-man, the anointed one, Messiah, the King of kings and Lord of lords, the Word made flesh, dear desire of every nation, Savior of sinners, and the light of the world, the light and life of men and women and children. He is the revelation of God. And standing before these disciples who are confused at the moment, no doubt, standing before them is God's lamp. Make no mistake, if you follow him, he will bring you home. He is the light to the world. He pierces the darkness. He sheds light where there was once darkness. Make no mistake, if you follow him, he will bring you home. And make no mistake, he will then give you the calling to put a lamp on a stand, a pedestal, if you will, to lift up Jesus, to exalt him as raising a light in the darkness, being children of light, exposing the deeds of darkness. That's what light does. And Paul says in Ephesians 5:8, one of my favorite passages on this subject, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the world. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light, the product, the result of light, is found in all that is good and right and true. John 3:19 says, in contrast, that there is resistance and opposition to the light. And so it says, and this is the judgment. And remember, we were talking about this in Sunday school, and we're reminded about this pretty often, that whenever the gospel is preached, although we speak of it as good news because it is always a grace accompanied by a message of judgment. A grace to those who will believe, grace to whom God is pleased to give it, and judgment to those who remain in their darkness and enemies, as it were, of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 5 calls Christians children of the light, children of the day. And Jesus says in verse 23, he who has ears, let him hear. A phrase that he uses over and again. It's a theme that you'll see in the Old Testament as well as the New, that although God gives us hearing ears and understanding, God gives us the new birth of the Holy Spirit, rendering us able to know and hear and discern and understand what is true and good. There is nevertheless a responsibility for those who are outside of the light, living in the darkness, to listen and hear what Jesus has and has had to say. And in verses 24 and 25, it seems to say that those who receive the lamp, that those who receive the lamp with joy, that those whose hearts have been penetrated by the light of God in Christ, that those who receive the mystery in the presence, in the present, will share in the glory which is yet to be revealed. What a glorious lesson is ours. It says in the gospel, and we just get to keep saying it over and over again in Mark, and Jesus said, and in another place, Jesus said, and the disciples are listening, and there is this unfolding of the story of God's gospel redemption and glory for the disciples, and the increasing awareness and understanding in their hearts and minds to come away from the darkness and into his marvelous light. We claim to hate the darkness. We claim to love the light. But the light exposes our deeds of darkness. It exposes our attraction to what is in the darkness and those deeds of darkness that we still cling to as to idols and items of affection for us. And the Lord says to us that Jesus has come to expose the darkness, to push back the darkness, and to bring us further and further into the light, as it says in Colossians. And praise God that this is true for those of you who are in Christ, that the Father has qualified you who believe to share in the inheritance of the saints in light by delivering us from the realm of darkness as only he can through the merit and mediation of his Son. God be praised.